Do you have a podcast that you're passionate about? Are you looking for a professional studio to help bring your vision to life? Then look no further than Crux Media Group Studios. Located at 903 West Evans Street in Florence, South Carolina, Crux Media Group Studios is a full-service podcast studio that offers recording, editing, consultation, live streaming video recording, and more. We have state-of-the-art equipment and a team of experienced professionals who can help you create a podcast that is professional, polished, and engaging. Whether you're a first-time podcaster or a seasoned pro, Crux Media Group Studios can help you take your podcast to the next level. Contact us today at 843-407-1673 to learn more about our services and to schedule a consultation.
Young fella in the house.
What up, though?
What's going on? Young man ain't about to go by the name of Chubb.
Chubb, man, from Darlington, South Carolina. What's happening?
That's what I'm talking about. D-Town. Yeah, we D-Town in this thing. We still reeling from a tough loss yesterday. Mm-hmm. Young boys.
The boys champions, man.
Yeah, man. Want to shout out to basketball team from Darlington High.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to D-Town, team.
And
man.
The girls, you know, they made the lower state, you mm-hmm. know.
Y'all still champions,
they did,
for sure.
Yeah, they did good. We appreciate all the love that y'all accepted from us, you know, even though we hadn't been there all season. And
it's in beginning.
You know what I'm saying?
Look at almost doesn't count.
Y'all got on us and we lost. Yeah. Y'all like,
get up,
when did y'all
like?
I didn't say shit. You know what I'm saying?
It really be on Wilson.
Shout out the motherfucker.
Oh, it be Wilson for
oh,
sure.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the guy, Grant.
Shout out to
Grant from Vorgasmic Vibes. Him and Shay Shay, his wife.
Yeah.
But he had something to say.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't be on Facebook. Say, damn. Something must have happened. My timeline ain't purple no more. Yeah. Y'all talking about early. Last night, he hit motherfuckers with that
shit. But my timeline was everybody was like, good game, whatever, great season. You know what I'm saying? Like, Amy said the same thing. Like, everybody got crowds. Like, who
they lost to?
Powdersville.
Bunch of white boys.
No. They actually got a motherfucker that signed to go to South Carolina next year.
Yeah, fat.
They say this nigga was dropping, stepping, dunking.
And he was fucking, they say he played to his star. I couldn't go to the game because I thought I was going to jinx him. So I didn't go.
Bro, I be thinking like that too.
Yeah, so like, I didn't go. Yeah,
I watched him on TV though.
Yeah, I went Tuesday. And when I got there, we was up. We lost the lead while I was there. Ended up going to overtime. I left like right before overtime started, and we won the
shit,
game.
After that little brawl, I'd be scared to go to the Darlington game. That shit was crazy.
The only people who should be scared to go to Darlington games is Darlington people, because it was Darlington niggas fighting Darlington.
Yeah, that was Darlington on Darlington. Yeah.
I seen niggas, girls, everybody. Yeah, it was Darlington. The police.
That's some inner city see, shit. Some shit we got going on.
Look at the video again. You might see me. I was standing right there, nigga. I ain't knew which way to run. I was just turning around like,
I ain't seen nothing but army clothes.
Yeah, man, that shit
Wild jungle fatigue shit.
They did have that on. Yep.
They gonna figure this shit out, man, eventually. I don't know when. I don't know, you know, what's to come from it, but.
So they don't see each other at school.
These are grown men.
Grown men.
Ain't no school.
Yeah, these are grown men. These are grown folk.
I ain't saying
the
no
fight
man.
I seen was a little like they weren't grown
nah,
men.
Nah. They wasn't in school.
They wasn't in school, yeah.
Yeah, like for real.
Yeah, I ain't saying no names. This is grown man. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah. Grown man business.
Yeah, really. Yeah, but Chubb, one thing my first time guest, you know, I asked him one question. A little ice sprinkle.
Oh shit.
So I can see where you stand in your music mind. Right. I need a top five. Dead or alive.
It gotta be in order.
No, don't gotta be in no order, but just give me your top five.
I'm gonna go J. Cole.
Okay.
I'm gonna go T.I. son, Damani. Damani going crazy right now.
That's new.
Yeah, he going crazy. Check him out, Damani.
He hit hard though. He got a song with DC Young Fly saying.
Oh yeah,
a song with DC Young Fly.
Mm-hmm.
DC Young Fly singing.
Yeah,
okay. All the time.
No, I ain't want to hear him rap.
All the time. I gotta go DMX with it. Okay. DMX Cole.
All right.
How many that is? Four.
Three. That's three. Yeah.
Gotta go Wayne. Gotta go Wayne.
Can't go wrong.
Oh, Titty Boy. You gotta go Titty Boy too.
Okay, Two Chainz. Okay. I can respect that because in 2011, when Two Chainz did his, he was on the Cypher for the BET Hip Hop Award. I became a fan of him at that moment. And I'm talking about it was just something about the way he delivered, like his delivery, like.
Oh, he smoked that.
Yeah, he pretty metaphorical. You know, I like that type of shit. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's a dope.
He started
ass
rapping like Wayne.
That's what you did. You think so?
No.
That's how you think?
No, not rapping like Wayne. Have you heard Duffel Bag Boy?
Yep, and that's when he started all that.
That when he started it.
No. I am so art thou that I am so open.
That's Wayne, bro. And I just listened to 2 Chainz before that, Player Circa and all.
Yeah.
Dollar.
But he said J. Cole. J. Cole been tearing the internet up the last couple weeks. Can we go ahead and say, or is it too early or
wait
too late?
Wait till the album drop.
Yeah, but do you think he's the best rapper out right now?
I've been said that.
Rapper?
Yeah.
Or rap artist?
He's rapper. An artist for sure.
Rapper? Just rap?
Rapper.
You cannot rap him. Who can out rap?
Lyrically?
The shit he did on this freestyle he just dropped.
And I didn't even see that. But who can out rap him? You can out rap that dude.
That nigga say the fall off.
He should be top five on anybody.
That nigga say the fall off is like Jay dropping Reasonable Doubt last.
It's pretty true.
You know, like, whew. That shit, when I heard him say that, I said, okay.
You got to think, they say he's working on the album like 6 years almost now. You know that shit about to be crazy.
Yeah,
man.
But
I hope.
It gotta be.
You tell me, I hope he ain't never made a bad one.
Never.
Yeah, I like all his albums, honestly.
So you can't even hope at that point.
He got at least six joints on his albums that I can play all day. At least six on all of them.
And that's including the mixtapes.
The mixtapes
was crazy. The Green Files?
The Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, Friday Night Lights were crazy too.
The Warm Up, the Come Up.
The Warm Up, yeah. All them shits. Mm. Yeah. You don't think he's the best rapper out right now?
He up there, but it's tough.
I just don't know who niggas thinking out right
now. So he ain't surpassed, like, rapping. He hadn't surpassed Drake and Kendrick by now, you don't think?
For sure.
Not Kendrick.
You don't think so? Kendrick put out enough to even...
Because Kendrick didn't put out enough. Kendrick Lamar still ain't lyrical as didn't know J. Cole.
I don't think
Kendrick
so.
Kendrick Lamar just made like eccentric music, so people are like, oh, okay. You know, even though he can rap good now, he just can't rap as good as J. Cole.
Yeah. J. Cole on another.
Yeah, just scratch Drake out of there.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to rapping.
That's why, as artists.
He third.
I think he third or fourth or something like that.
Drake.
Yeah.
With them two niggas.
Rapping.
Yeah. But he gonna always fall behind them two niggas to me.
Yeah.
Especially at this point.
That's why I said fourth.
Because he can rap, but shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
When he really be rapping, that nigga be rapping though. Yeah.
Can we still put Wayne in this conversation?
Yes, you can.
Nah, I don't. I take Wayne.
Them niggas they're on another level. Yeah, they're in their own.
Yeah, that's you know.
Yeah, like we try to
relevant though.
Yeah, but we try to exclude him out these type of conversations.
It ain't fair.
Yeah, like he got too many years. Like he got 10 years on them.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I'm saying?
20.
Yeah. No, he got 10 on them because they all came out like 2007 or 8 or 9. Wayne started 97, 98.
20.
Well, yeah. He about 30 years in. Them boys,
you said they came
20,
out when?
2008 or
9. Oh, yeah, that ain't 20.
Yeah, that's 10. Yeah. So you know what I'm saying? Like, and then you got to think about it. Right at the end of that 10 years, that's when Wayne went on his mixtape fiasco. Like, he tore shit up for years, fucking mixtapes. Mixtape Wayne might be better than fucking Studio Wayne.
No.
You don't think so?
Squad Up shit was hard, but that wasn't hard as Carter.
And a lot of that mixtape shit, like, it be rapping on other people's beats.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's cheating because they already made the song. So you really just biting off the song and you ain't picked that beat. You ain't created that song. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So why not use that beat and make your own song?
Be the DJ after that then.
Because a lot of times they don't.
Put it together the best.
Yeah, but it's a cheat code.
Yeah, so, it's a cheat code.
Yeah, it's a cheat code, but it's only a cheat code for certain motherfuckers because everybody wasn't that successful with this shit.
That type shit.
Yeah. Drama was pretty tough.
Yeah, and then Drama, you had him with Drama. Then you had, but Fab mixtape, like I like mixtape Fab better than Studio Fab all day.
DJ Ron G Fab and shit like that.
I like mixtape Fab, period. I don't care what mixtape he on. He always kill a mixtape.
And better than he do his own
album. I feel like all of them like that too.
Yeah, it's a lot of niggas that's like that. Yeah.
That mixtape be bananas.
Yeah, man. But that's a pretty
I think with the mixtape, then you don't gotta clear no shit. It's whatever you put on that bitch can come out. And a lot of that shit lays my head. We'll do this to the song. You know what I'm saying? I won't quit young for whatever reason. That mixtape shit just come out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mixing.
Yeah. Jam Master J. Godson was found guilty for killing him. Him and another associate. When I tell you that's some of the most fucked up shit I heard all week. They found him guilty.
Why they wait so long?
Shit, I don't know. I guess like
that's good detective work.
Yeah, with the Tupac shit.
Is it? The nigga down made it 12, what, how many years ago he died?
2002.
Was it? I don't think it was no witnesses though.
20 years ago.
It was a couple witnesses.
Oh, it was a couple witnesses? Okay.
Yeah. His godson, on Tuesday, a federal judge charged Carl Jordan Jr., Jay's godson, with firing the bullet that killed the hip hop icon. Mm.
Yeah. But it was some drug stuff though, right?
It was, yeah. It was.
He fucked with Big Meech, I'm supposed to, Terry.
Yeah, but he, it was a drug deal that Jay didn't involve them in. And they was mad because he didn't include them in it. So they lost their bread and they killed a nigga. So.
Mm. What year you say that happened?
2002.
Jeez Louise, that 22 years. I didn't realize it was 22 years ago.
Yeah. 22 years.
And them boys sure was out back then, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the fools was on the street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn sure say Jay was getting that shit. Damn, that's on Terry now. Mm-hmm. I seen a documentary on that shit.
Yeah, man. But, they got him and
I think that's how they found out.
Another guy with him. But it was a chick. It was a chick and a dude in the studio that they didn't kill.
So they only shot him? Yeah. Or did they shoot them too?
No, they only shot him.
Dang, that's crazy.
And they were scared to tell?
Yeah.
I did hear that.
They said they feared for their life.
And what made them tell now?
Shit, they had them boys in custody.
Did they have him in custody for something else?
So they told after they got him?
I don't know if they had enough evidence to indict him, to get him, but they ended up, I don't know how they actually caught him, but I just know they was in jail, so by that time, shit, motherfucker was like, yeah, we'll tell you what you need to know now. We'll tell you everything you need to know. But I'm glad they got justice for Jam Master J. Rest in peace, Jam Master J. From the legendary group Run DMC. But he was a big time street nigga.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he was in the streets heavy. Your boy did it.
Oh, man. Man, oh, man.
Hey. Hey. Lil Rod Jones.
Your cousin.
Man, don't you ever.
Man.
I don't know, he might be my cousin. But he said Diddy was grooming him.
Is it grooming when you a grown ass man?
Well, not grooming him, but you know, sexually harassing and assaulting him. Mm-hmm.
He said, "This man." Well, go ahead. I'll let you go ahead.
That nigga said, "Puff Daddy gave him a drink. He knew it was Spike,
and he still drank it."
He said, "But Puff Daddy like, yeah, some shit." So he drunk it. He said he was fucking a girl when he woke up. He was laying next to a white man.
The fuck?
Come on, Lil Rod. And then, why wait to tell that shit now?
And you know,
so bro, like that, bro.
It ain't why you wait to tell this now. You know when this shit happened?
Last year.
November.
Okay, yeah. You supposed to tell that shit in November. If you wake up beside a man, you gonna wait till damn 5 months later and want some money and come out with it?
But you know your drink was spiked.
And nigga say he tried to get him to have a freak off with him and
a what off?
Carisha.
A freak off with him and Carisha.
I definitely would have did that.
You would have?
With Carisha?
You would have?
Yeah.
I was thinking it, but I didn't want y'all boys. I was like, shit. I was like, Carisha?
Oh, for real.
Look, they showed They showed the shit talking about
y'all some wild boys.
Cause she be Carisha cousin pull a dick down, pull a dick out, start sucking the dick right there. I ain't finna tell her no. We got to leave. Cause damn, nah, man.
But you know what? You got to tell all of that shit to make it believable though. Like
you got to.
Yeah, you got to. You got to tell the whole thing. Like it was only men. Like nah, it was bitches too.
This nigga say he introduced them to Cuba Gooding Jr.
Cuba Gooding Jr. touched his thigh.
Yeah, inappropriately touched him.
He looked like the biggest alcohol ever now.
Hold on, that's what's coming out now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, all this shit came out this week.
Down when it first happened though.
Say he's seeking $30 million in damages.
Cause he touched his thigh?
I'm not gonna lie, that's random.
He's suing Diddy and all of, but the craziest part about it is he put a screenshot into the shit and said that Diddy sent him a screenshot of Stevie J having sex with a dude.
I'm talking about that Stevie J doing. What did it say?
Cuba Good, wild motherfucker, yo. Hey man, listen.
It was something else. They said something about some other people names in there too. Usher. Meek Mill.
Yeah, they definitely said Meek Mill.
Yeah. But the shit, hold up.
They didn't say the names though. I think the names was redacted.
But a rapper from Philadelphia who talked to Nicki Minaj. Who the hell that?
Oh, it said talk to Nicki Minaj. Yeah. That is right.
Mm-hmm. Called that nigga.
And it said nigga who just was born at the Super Bowl and shit like that.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
Man.
But this nigga said, so the screenshot was supposed to be Stevie J having sex with a dude, but the actual dude that's in this picture is a porn star. Mm-hmm. He came out, was like, that's Cap. See, that ain't Stevie J, that's me.
But they said they look alike, got the same name.
Yeah. Oh, I saw that picture. It was real grainy and shit.
His name is.
But that just did it trying to put the whoop de wop on.
Yeah.
Look, Stevie J fucking him.
I get it now.
They do look
like
Stevie J or some shit like that.
Yeah, for the music. Yeah.
So man, Stevie J getting down, Playboy. He fucking white niggas in the ass. What you on?
Man. But yeah.
Time.
He's a gay porn star. He came out, was like, that's me. Y'all, that's fucked up. Y'all doing that shit to Stevie like that. That ain't him. That's me.
Stevie
like, did it.
Stevie out here fighting for his life against
Did the one show to do the screenshot?
No, Lil Rod did that shit on his own.
No, he's showing it.
Diddy was.
Remember, that's what you guys said. Diddy showed him the shit.
Yeah, so Diddy was trying to coerce him to get there. Yeah.
Stevie J fucking these white niggas in the ass. What you on, bro?
Mm. Man.
No, Stevie J. Man.
Some little peanut butter on that thing. And
Playboy.
Take that.
Take that.
Nah, I just ain't wanting no bumps.
Oh shit.
The Puffy Wild boy.
Yeah, Puffy Wild.
Puffy Wild nigga.
I hope they get his ass though.
They got it.
No, I'm talking about like Epstein. He gotta go to jail. I hope they get his ass. Hope all that shit come out. Motherfucker just keep coming out the woodwork.
So the shit came out with Meek Mill. They was talking about that shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Meek Mill got in a car accident.
Recently?
Friday night.
Wow.
And he was like, his brakes ain't work.
Oh, shit.
Give me the conspiracy theory views.
Okay. Hold on. Damn.
Listen. Hey, I got one for y'all, boy. This shit right here getting me crazy. And all this shit. We just found out about all this shit in the last 6 months.
They said a motherfucker got that OnStar shit. They said they got some shit now with. And that's how really how they killing people. They can control your car and damn do shit like that, though.
Oh, really?
It was some nigga who was about to tell some shit. And they got the video of his shit. All of a sudden, his car just started doing like 120 down the road, smash into a tree and blow the fuck up or some shit. But he was really about to tell some shit. But he already told people ahead of time. I forget who it was. And we're like, man, they say I killed myself or some crazy shit happened, bro. They know I ain't do that shit.
Now. Yeah.
Motherfucker trying to get me.
Ooh.
But think about it. If I don't start, I can cut your car off, they damn sure can make your shit accelerate and go.
Yeah. I don't fuck with that OnStar shit. I'm pulling it.
You got satellite radio. You on? They on your ass the same way.
So, did Meek brakes go out, or did somebody do something to his brakes for him not to work?
What kind of car was it?
I don't know.
Something new. Ain't no brakes gonna go out probably.
But remember, Kid Cudi just said.
Now he blew the fucking car up.
He blew his car up.
But wouldn't Meek be on Diddy's side though?
Mm-hmm.
why would he be on Diddy's side?
I mean,
if they saying they fucking,
them niggas had on the same shirt.
Oh my
God. Why wouldn't he be on his side?
I don't think that was. Yeah, I don't think that was a dancer. Now,
didn't Diddy call Meek Mill they say daddy?
Boy, they say them boys.
He call everybody daddy.
I'm just saying.
They say them boys in a relationship, man.
No,
them niggas are dressed like twins. The only.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Diddy over shit.
I seen Meek Mill in
a. Meek can act going at it about the shit.
Yep, they supposed to box.
Yeah, for $1 million, we'll see.
They ain't gonna box. I ain't never seen act outside of that room.
Man, academics whack as fuck. You know you can't fight. But Meek Mill so damn body. He, I seen him do a flip in some little arena the other day. You seen when he bouncing that shit and did a front flip?
No.
That shit was so damn still.
Yeah, he looked so unathletic. God, Meek Mill, you be shaming yourself.
He like he was
bro.
Standing up the whole time. He was
you
flipping.
You laugh like a motherfucker.
A lot of them hood niggas don't be athletic like that, though.
No, Meek really just, even when he run and shit, boy, like, God damn, Meek Mill.
He ain't athletic, dude.
Nigga don't play hoop, man, don't hoop or nut.
That's crazy.
He trash.
But yeah, man, so.
Yeah, Diddy, man, they got it. I want people to keep coming out on his ass.
You think? You think they're going to keep coming out?
Gene Diddy was talking about, you know, he got some new interviews out. He talking about.
He back.
Yeah. He said that Shine, that's the reason why. Remember, my man gave Shine that $1 million when he was in Belize and shit?
Mm-hmm.
When they said signed for an album, Shine never came out with the album.
Yeah.
And that went up, but Diddy just paying him back because he
listen.
That shit
did y'all see the chick that came out saying that Diddy shot her?
Yep.
You saw that
one. Gene D was talking about her too, and
she came out.
Then I started threatening her. That what Gene D was telling. Like, I'll be a personal thing. Like,
I saw it on Instagram.
But Gene D being said,
I'm here to tell you right now.
Shine,
yeah, there we go.
Yeah, he been saying Shine didn't shoot.
Yeah, she said Diddy. I saw. She
said it in court.
She said I saw him shoot me.
She said it in court, and they didn't believe her in court. They believed the witness. So we don't care.
We don't care.
How long ago was that? 20 years?
We do care about somebody who 20, got shot man. In the face. And
I was working in foot action.
That was 99.
Shine went to jail. That's justice right there, 10 years.
25 years ago.
25?
Mm-hmm.
Hell, but Shine even said Diddy shot that nigga, though. Some shit like, man, y'all know I ain't do that shit.
Yeah.
And like, Diddy ain't hold him down.
They caught Diddy and J-Lo with the gun in the truck.
Diddy gangster.
He been getting away from slime. He killed Kim Porter. Diddy hell, boy.
Diddy a rough motherfucker, man.
Diddy hell.
You got that bread.
Y'all academics better watch him out. Diddy coming for you. Pause. Remember that time academics said something like Diddy had called him asking to come to a party. He think Diddy was trying to line him up to mm-hmm. get him killed or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So.
Man.
I'm with it. I like them gangsters.
I hate that he just got down. My baby, they she said they blackballing her. She can't get no work and shit now.
Who?
Carisha.
She can't get no work. like just because she was, she can't get nowhere else. She need to come out with some music.
They're just saying that. I don't think that was never her thing. She just fine.
But I'm saying if she come up with some hot music, then.
They better get Lil Yachty to write him another song.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I thought it really was, the Philadelphia rapper.
Who?
Lil Yachty. No, not Yachty. Not Yachty. Uzi.
No, Uzi.
Uzi gangster.
Yeah,
that don't mean you can be gang gangster.
Nah, he not
hell
dead.
Nah. Uzi ain't Uzi playing around like that. Hell nah.
Yeah,
he might act weird, but
I don't know, man.
Be the main one.
Hell nah, not Uzi, man.
Uzi.
Why not? Why wouldn't it be Uzi?
Uzi. Out of all people.
Because ain't never been no, like, nobody said he was gay. Like,
ain't nobody saying nothing about Meek
no
until Tuesday.
Yeah, well, nah, man.
Nicki Minaj just, said she know some shit on Meek, too.
They oh, just got, they just got a,
man, they seen who that man was following on Twitter, man.
That big ass.
And they said Meek being like that.
Jesus.
For real.
I mean, they say, say he a little zesty.
You man. Can't be from no fucking Philadelphia and be gay. You know how many motherfucking thorough ass niggas meet me up around?
He thorough.
What you mean?
You can't be from Philly and be
you
gay.
You can be from anywhere and be
there
gay.
Would, that one place in the world where they would kill you for being gay. That shit, Baltimore, certain little places, bro. Like,
are you
think
crazy?
About them niggas a Muslim in Philly. You talking about you gay.
So what? You think they ain't
no
down low niggas there?
What I'm saying
them
is,
niggas probably ain't even gonna show that shit for real.
Yeah, if you do find out, like, your ass is gonna die.
Shit. It's some gay niggas everywhere, B.
I ain't saying it ain't. But what I'm telling you is, Philly is the one of the less, gotta be the one of the less gay states it is, bro.
Okay.
You feel me? Like, them niggas don't play about, you know, a Philadelphia nigga, like a Jersey nigga almost. It ain't gonna be too many gay niggas in Jersey.
It ain't gonna be too many gay niggas wherever.
No, Atlanta's flooded. Like in the South, it don't matter. You could just be gay. Niggas don't give
you don't think it's worse in the
niggas
South?
Don't. Huh?
You don't think it's worse in the South than it is up north?
No.
It's more gay niggas up north than it is down south.
Yeah, I feel like it's more gay people up north.
I think it's more gay people in Atlanta than it is in any way. You put all the rest of the motherfuckers together. I lived there for 13 years. It's gay motherfuckers down there, bro. Like, gay is a way of life.
I lived up north for 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole. They got gay sections just like they got in Atlanta.
I was like, what do you think? Bro,
it's a whole. Bro, nigga, it's a whole gay gang in DC, nigga.
Oh, shit.
And them niggas will run up on you, yes.
Damn.
Them niggas will run up on you in the street in DC.
Whoa.
Not run up in, you run up on you in the street. It's a whole a gang of gay niggas.
Damn. That's crazy.
It's cool.
DC, that's really crazy. Like, that's north, but that shit, like, that you still, like, you know what I'm saying?
That's crazy, man.
That's scary.
Yeah, once you get like Baltimore, and they,
but
New
they ain't
Jersey,
like
New
they ain't
York,
like zesty gay though. They like
that and shit.
They gangsters.
Yeah,
but they run up on you. But them niggas is all gay.
Like
what they come? They pink. They wear pink.
What his name?
Nah, they wear whatever.
Oh, okay.
With whatever.
They flag. What color they flag is?
They had a flag. You know they don't do that.
Though. Rainbow. Yeah. The rainbow flag.
My homeboy told me that we was getting off the train. He was like, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you. You got to tell me what?
You saying DC?
Yeah.
I mean, but you expect that in DC. That the nation capital. You know, if anybody going to have some laws where you can be goddamn free, it's going to be that damn motherfucker.
Huh?
That's crazy.
If you can do anything like weed legal, like, you know what I'm saying? DC would be the most, you know what I'm saying, state for that, you ask me.
Yeah.
That's where the capital at. They're going to be, you know what I'm saying? That's where everything should pretty much start at. Right. Let's start there.
I guess. I feel you.
But Atlanta? Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
It was my homeboy, Trey 80. That was the first time he ever saw a gay person in public, must be. This nigga blurted out loud. Hey, bro. Like, nigga, chill out. What are you doing? We was in Lennox.
Look at that fag. That punk. That's what you call him. A sissy. Oh. You can't even say no words no more.
Shit, don't say that in Atlanta.
This shit's outlaw, man.
Them niggas in Atlanta got Dracos.
The gay ones?
Oh, man.
I believe it.
The first time I seen a gang of them was Orangeburg.
In college?
Yeah.
Is that like homecoming?
I don't remember no faggots who went to school with.
Shit.
Who?
Ah, shit.
Who?
I can't tell.
If they gay, then they're already out. You can say it. Like, who was like,
I don't know them niggas. I don't know them niggas' names.
Yeah,
like,
I don't remember just one gay.
I remember from, like, it was a big one that stayed in Bethay when my freshman year, Big Paul.
These niggas.
Like, he was 6'6", 6'7".
That's scary.
That's scary as fuck.
You can't do nothing with that.
And he went in the military.
Hey, playboy.
And when I tell you he looked like he played football.
That's scary as fuck.
That motherfucker started talking in the hallway one day. Yeah, niggas was like, oh, my fucking God.
What you gonna do?
Yeah.
Shit, I
just made sure I went in the shower at the right time.
You think
so? You see his big ass feet come through on the other side of the damn.
Oh,
you
no,
walking
no,
out.
No.
It's starting to that Debo music.
Oh, yeah. But see, and my room was like right beside the bathroom. So I go in that motherfucker.
Oh, you hear him?
I can hear anybody in the shower.
But I'm saying I thought you said your room was next to his bathroom.
No, no, no. My room was next to, nigga, we had community bathrooms when I was in
college.
I
thought you was like at an apartment.
Yeah, nah, nigga had locker room showers in that bitch. Nah, not department. No. We had
that's
a door.
Scary though.
Yeah, we had a door with a shower, the bathtub,
six,
all
six,
that
six,
shit.
6'7" is crazy.
Yeah, big motherfucker, man.
It was something I was listening to and it was like, nigga go to jail or whatever. It was this big 6 foot nigga that was gay. And he's like, he'll knock you out. Knock you out, start sucking your dick.
No, that's crazy.
You wake up to a big nigga sucking your
dick. That's too much.
Charlie Murphy told that story.
That's too much, man.
I don't want to go there.
Yeah, that's too much, man. That's too fucking much.
That's crazy as fuck.
Oh, man. But yeah, man, like, I ain't never had no problems with none. You know, as far as.
Yeah, like he talking about a pit bull.
Yeah,
ain't no problems with none of them.
I mean, I ain't got no problem with them. Like they, that's at the end of the day, that's a sexual preference. That ain't got shit to do with me. Ain't got, you know what I'm saying? The person you are, that ain't got shit to do with the person you are. That's your sexual preference. I don't give a fuck about that. You're still a human being at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying?
We all human.
Yeah,
we one race.
Yeah,
the human race.
No, get out of here. Black History Month over.
Yeah, it is over.
Happy women's, happy women's month.
Shout out to the bitches. I'm gonna say this on y'all show. I ain't gonna say it on my show.
I know. How motherfucker looking at me sideways, man. Yeah.
Y'all don't say the F word. I can say the B word.
Right.
Three times. This nigga said it in succession. He said it in different tones too. I was appalled.
Oh shit. Hey man. So I ran across this shit on Complex today.
Oh, yeah.
Another list?
No.
Oh.
Stephen A. Smith says he thinks Eminem is a better rapper than Nas.
Damn.
He gives it to you plain and simple.
He just want to start some shit.
I thought Eminem relevant. Was canceled.
Let me get his drop real quick.
Yes, sir.
I'm here to tell you right now.
Yeah, Stephen A.
We don't care.
We don't care nothing about this shit you talking about.
That's because that's your cousin.
Man, we not finna play.
Is Eminem a better rapper?
We not here to play them games.
Hell no.
If you want to go to rap, blabbity, blabbity, blab, blab.
That.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then yeah, he is.
So who was better on Renegade?
Who was better on Renegade?
Yeah, you fuck niggas. Nah, I'm vindicated.
Eminem.
Nah, if you want to go blab, blabbity, blab, blab, blabbity.
The king of these ludicrous lyrics.
Thank you. That's all
you can hear it.
I mean, he a rapidly rap man.
Rapidly rap, yeah.
That's what he is.
He just a cracker. That's why they damn make
I mean, but he a rapidly rap white boy, man.
That nigga was black, he went down B-half with nothing like that. Niggas wouldn't respect him as no.
Now, he wouldn't have them sales.
No,
for sure.
Of course not.
But he wouldn't respect him as no lyrics.
No. But some of the rappers do.
Bro, just because he's white and you seen a white boy doing it.
Some of them do.
If that nigga was black as hell from goddamn Detroit or somewhere like that, Memphis, some shit, they wouldn't even pay that nigga no attention.
9 Mile.
God damn. What's your favorite Eminem song?
I don't have a favorite Eminem song.
Role Model, probably.
Nah. That's the one with Dr. Dre?
The Role Model.
Oh, no, that's the one y'all playing.
Wait, yeah. I like the.
But see, it's sad. I don't have one either.
Don't you want to grow in the movie? Just like me?
Oh,
Never Let It Go.
A song from the movie.
I like that shit. I like that shit. I ain't gonna lie. That's the only one, probably.
I can dig it. A lot of people don't really like. I fuck with it. My name is. Pause. That's your favorite song.
I heard he had a racist song, though.
It's funny.
Yeah, him and Benzino got into it with. It was a racist ass song. He was calling niggas niggas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
But that was, they said he made that song. He was mad at his old lady. Man, she broke up with
excuses,
him.
Excuses, right?
Mm-hmm. Hey, I mean, it was 30 years ago, too.
Just find an excuse to say nigga 1,000 times in a song.
I do.
No.
I say nigga 1,000. I'm like but Paul Moon. I say it 100 times when I wake up in the morning. Keep my teeth white.
Listen.
You're a melanated brother. You got the right to say nigga.
So Wallace sent me some shit on Facebook the other day.
You don't give him producer credit?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Said for 2 decades, Jay-Z stole Biggie Smalls' lyrics.
I didn't even want to tag you in that. I didn't. Because he probably want to cut me or something.
And he said it in here. He said he didn't want to tag you in it, but.
No. I saw that.
I didn't mean to tag him in it.
No, I think. You put it on his page, didn't
you? Yeah.
I saw that.
Rashawn Jeffries, shout out to old Snowfall co-host. He said, if you listen closely, a lot of rappers do that. And
ain't nobody stealing nobody damn lyrics but Jay-Z, bro. Who else do that shit?
He would really just start his verse out with the shout out and then go into his own shit. He might give you two bars from somebody else. Or a bar. You know what I'm saying? Then he go into
You ain't supposed to be taking nobody fucking word, you a rapper, bro. No matter how you look at that shit.
And what only thing, it was a couple songs. That's what.
Yeah.
Like, well, damn.
I mean, but I can think of a couple like off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Future got a few off somebody
ain't
else, too.
Ain't no telling, will I fuck or will I diss them? That's what they be yelling, I'm a pimp my
That's
blood.
That's more than two bars. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, he took like six or seven out of them all. Mm-hmm. Drunk off Chris, mommy on E, can't keep it. But that's when he switched.
He switched it right there. Yeah,
he switched it. It's a few more. It ain't that many. It ain't that.
It's like five or six.
About 10, yeah, it ain't that many.
Big Daddy Kane.
He took something from Big Daddy Kane?
Yeah. He probably took a lot from Kane. Mm-hmm. Took Kane whole show present.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm talking about the lyrics, though.
No. I mean, cadence. Rap style. He went more Kane because he was still
Jay-Z?
Mm-hmm. Pop Daddy supposed to tell on him. Oh, no cap.
Tell on him about what?
When they hit him with supposed to that shit. Pop Daddy supposed to get hit with a Rico or some shit. Like, they had the girl Jaguar Wright talking about it too. But they were just like, shit. Y'all think he bad? Like Jay-Z been doing that shit for years. Like Jay-Z just smarter than that nigga.
Fucking niggas in the ass. Like, fucking bitches.
It's the whole agenda shit. You know, with all that shit to go on. Like. They like, that's why Beyonce kind of like shine away from him right now and shit or whatever. And they're like, for years now, though, like, they say Jay-Z smarter than Puff Daddy. They say Puff Daddy just do some shit. Like, Jay-Z do some shit, like, Kaiser Sosa and shit like that. But they like, down for sure, down. He on the radar.
Shout out the Hov.
Shout out to Diddy. Yeah, all the niggas, man. Oh, God. I don't know, man.
Diddy quicker,
yeah,
though.
They said,
she a slut.
What my man name who, who put Diddy on, the white dude, over the shit?
Clive.
They say Lior did the same shit to the whole.
Oh, yeah?
How?
What you mean, how?
Like, what you mean did the same shit to the whole?
Pretty much damn taught him the goddamn breaking and entering game shit.
When he teach that to Dame?
Huh?
When he teach that to Dame?
Nope, but Dame even said it. Dame was like, nah, that's why damn Leo do the shit he do now. He like, Jay know what going on. Like, Dame like, that shit gonna come out, bro. It's like, since it's on you, you just look this shit up, though. But supposedly on Jay-Z, yeah. Mm. Like, he next. You better thread, you know what I'm saying, walk on some thin ice. They supposedly got shit on him.
I tell you what, that goddamn Beyonce song and goddamn that grew on me.
To my Taste of Soda.
Oh my God. That shit bopping like hell, man.
It's a good song.
That shit, the beat to that motherfucker, man.
I won't give it no burn.
Man.
You won't.
If you listen to it, you gonna catch yourself. This is Texas.
And see, as soon as that happened,
I was in the car singing
why?
Like shit the
you
other
like
day, yo.
I don't know.
Hey.
You sound like a hater.
Hey, man.
I get a little racist or something.
Nah, she
I think it ain't kind of gimmick music.
Yeah, she
like she ain't doing
she,
that shit.
It's more it got an R&B vibe to it all.
It just has some banjo.
It just got some banjo to it. Like the song fucking, I ain't gonna lie, the shit called, I was right, I got there, this is it. I was like, oh my God, let me turn it. I said, fuck it, I'm gonna turn it up. I'm about to get this shit out now. Yeah. I was like, damn, this shit don't sound that bad.
Early in the morning.
It don't
do
sound
that.
Bad.
It don't sound that bad. It got a, I'm talking about it got a nice beat. But it got a lot of R&B
Sexy
too.
Red don't sound that bad, bro. Look what y'all saying.
Nah.
What?
She sound bad.
No, it don't.
Yeah,
I'm not
dude.
Taking that make that ass clap, it don't sound that bad. I ain't never listened to it.
It catchy as hell, though.
Yeah, I ain't want to hear it. What song called?
What I'm saying is, like, look what we saying. Niggas is saying, like, all right. Well, we know Beyonce putting a damn move on us. She's just making the country music goddamn same thing. So we just
you gonna, said
we
she just, putting a move
gonna,
on us.
We just gonna like it because
I didn't.
You know what I'm saying?
You said she putting a move on us.
That girl don't like no damn. Don't listen to no fucking. Come on,
bro. I ain't listening.
She from Texas,
so this ain't no gimmick.
No, I don't think it's a gimmick.
Get out of here, B.
They said the next installment gonna be rock and roll.
I can believe anything that
it's a whole bunch of country black country music artists.
You gotta do banjo music tomorrow. That shit gonna make you mean Beyonce shooting goddamn ho ho ho. Motherfuckers, the niggas just ain't got no morals, boy. They just whatever to get some fucking money. Boy.
How is that no morals, though? What morals got to do with
they
that?
They just do whatever to get
and
money.
And ain't no, I can see if it was
morals
like,
mean when you do whatever, you don't
hold
do,
on,
do
hold
whatever
on,
to get money. You
hold
ask
on.
Me a question, I'm
asking. No. But what I'm saying is,
when you do anything just to make money,
what
she doing.
What I'm saying is, how is that no, I can see if like country music was the wave now. for black people to jump on country music. When she got in there, people was just like, we don't listen to country music. Now it bring a light to a whole bunch of other black people that do country music. And people saying it ain't gonna sell. Now she got a number one song in the country.
That shit gonna sell because niggas is gonna follow it. The propaganda machine, once again, she knows if I go do this shit, guess how many more black motherfucking girls gonna come out singing country music. This is dead too.
This is Texas. You know, I'm from Texas, nigga. Shit, I love that shit, girl.
Bro, you and Bomani gotta be related, listen to
no damn why you said
that? He from Texas, too.
He might be my cousin. He might be my cousin, man.
Because the one of the best country singing niggas don't even know, and he black. Buddy with them dreads. He be killing shit. Got a big ass
witch in his
hair.
Yeah.
One of the best motherfuckers out there. Niggas don't listen to Cub. Yeah, you let Beyonce goddamn Michael Jackson ass go out there with a damn white ass face. Acting like a fucking bot on the damn camera and shit, and everybody gonna do it. You motherfuckers, we fucked up, boy.
Hey.
They just set the goddamn propaganda out of however they want to do it.
I like country music.
What in that song? What is bad in that song?
I would never listen to that shit. All right, I'm not gonna listen to it. Why would I listen to something I know you fooling me?
Well, how they fooling you? How they fooling you?
You doing this shit to get down on me, and I know this shit from how the real. I'm not going to support that shit. Hell no.
Why listen to any music then?
What you mean?
Why listen to any music? You know they doing it to make money.
They being they sales, though. This motherfucker had going all out her way to do a fucking country song.
How is it out her way?
Goddamn, what you mean? She done, they ain't her audience?
She from Texas.
You go to your core audience.
She from Texas.
Right or wrong.
Man.
I say your audience.
No, you not necessarily.
The Beehive.
She from Texas.
And then you know they just gonna support me.
I ain't no Beehive nigga. Hold up.
You just want her to keep making R&B music?
Huh?
You just want her to keep making R&B music?
I just want
music?
Motherfuckers to have some goddamn kind of integrity out here in this
I ain't talking about integrity. I say, do you want
that
to
what I'm
make
telling
it,
you. Making R&B music? I don't give a fuck what you make. I just want black people as a whole to goddamn stop selling their soul for riches and gold.
That shit never happened.
We gonna goddamn Bojangle act a fool anytime about some goddamn money, man. But Beyonce, if you make an album tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? You talk about you goddamn a rock and roll. Just like them niggas Playboy Carter. What the difference between that and Playboy Carter then? You doing the same fucking thing, bro. That ain't you.
We
was talking about earlier. We know this damn, we the people, his man people and all that shit. Mm-hmm. And goddamn what your people say who be with him every day. Like, man, y'all doing that shit for what? For money?
How you know that ain't her though? How you know she don't be home listening to country music?
Because she would have been dropped some country
she
shit.
She did been dropped some country shit before.
What she
dropped? The Daddy, what's the song? Daddy something? Daddy
so,
Stories
so one
or something
song
like that?
Got a mean album she got?
But she only dropped, so she just dropped
she
two more songs.
She only did that shit to goddamn win that Grammy.
Nelly did a country
bottom
album.
Bottom line, bro.
She
did that shit to win the Grammy.
Nelly did a country album.
She did that shit to win the Grammy. Bro.
What shit she did to
and
win
why,
the Grammy?
Remember that thing? Niggas like, why Beyonce dressed like fucking Walker Texas Ranger for? Didn't even know about it then.
What?
Setting that shit up. They keep showing the camera on her ass looking like damn Walker Texas Ranger. Jay-Z come on there with the goddamn, oh, she's got done such and such. So guess what? She said, well, they don't want to give me my shit for being a nigga. I'm just going to goddamn bow down and do the cracker shit to show everybody once again we bow down.
How was that
cracker
shit?
Again.
How was that cracker shit?
What you mean?
That's our music.
I'm not gonna lie. The country shit.
Country music came
from
Africa.
Yeah.
Who don't know that? But who got it now? The fuck you mean?
We can take it
niggas,
back.
Like, we don't know that.
Start
that,
with Beyonce.
Niggas don't say that about religion. They want to keep on her. All right, so we know that much. We made goddamn this right here, but white people got the country music. Niggas goddamn know that shit. The black people from the Bible, we still do. Jesus, 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 Jesus.
What do you mean? I don't get it.
What I'm saying is, niggas want to say that shit. We all saying with the country music, we're like, well, we made that shit. Like, I didn't know that shit. Mm-hmm. Of course I do, but that's still a white person representing shit, right? You don't see no niggas doing that shit.
I do see niggas doing country, it. You just name a nigga who doing it.
I'm about to say, country percentage of white black people doing country music is like, what, 8%?
Yeah,
it might be 5-6 of them motherfuckers, bro.
Truly.
And then they want to make one exception and be like, see, you just said it. No,
but
I'm talking
did,
about.
But you did. But hold on, hold on, hold on. But you can't speak
damn,
in. You speaking in absolutes, though. You just said.
If it's 98%, that is absolute.
Hold on.
The feds got a 99% conviction rate.
Hold on.
I guarantee it's on the percentage of black people doing country music.
You just.
99%.
You just bought up. You just bought up the black dude with the dreads that do country music.
Yeah, that's one.
But hold on. But then to turn around and say, ain't nobody doing this. That don't make sense.
Because you try not to make a mistake. Listen, if you listen to what I'm saying and stop debating with me.
What I'm saying is,
the feds got a conviction rate of 99%.
Say what you mean, though. You talking about absolutes, but it ain't absolute.
The feds got a 99%.
It's a whole list of black people that do country music.
Is this the Mule Jones show or this is the B show?
It's a whole list. I can't talk?
Not if you ain't let me get my point. You asked me a question.
You done said the same thing 8 times.
But if it's my show,
You done said the same thing. That's a music genre podcast.
Yeah, exactly. So if it's my show, I can't have the narrative and be wrong. I got to get corrected on my shit.
Why you can't get corrected?
Because they ain't even correct. That's just how you feel.
You too good to be corrected.
But that's not even correct. That's just about how you feel.
And that's how you feel.
But I'm saying, I could be able to feel and tell how I want to feel on my show.
I can't talk. I can't say nothing to you. I can't respond.
Am I right or wrong?
I can't respond.
But you do that all the time.
Who cares? So what? So what? Yeah, I do it all the time. That's me. I'm being myself. So what? I'm being myself. I'm doing it all the time. So what?
So y'all ain't going to finish the conversation?
He ain't gonna finish because he said I do it all the time.
I don't really want to finish the show.
You ain't gonna finish the conversation.
I'm straight on that, man.
I feel like black people can do country music.
I ain't saying it ain't, but I'm saying out of all the country people in doing country music in the world, it's probably, say it's 2,000 of them.
For sure.
Nigga, 1,999 of them, 98 of them, you feel me, is white people, bro. That's a 99.something%. So you automatic, you know what I'm saying? That would concern that damn thing. That do mean that. If the feds got a 99% conviction rate, you pretty much ain't beating the feds right or wrong.
So if more black people was to do country music, you'll listen to it?
No, I don't like country music. They ain't got to do it, no, what black people doing country music. What I'm saying is they ain't doing that shit because they like it. They're doing that shit to make some fucking money.
So no black people doing country music because they like it. No black people doing country music because they like it.
So nobody don't like it that do it.
Who?
None of the black people that do country music, they just doing it for the money.
I mean, maybe a black dude that damn, you know what I'm saying, be around white people all the time. You from goddamn Nashville. Of course. Why wouldn't you? You feel me? But besides that, niggas ain't doing no damn country.
Black people don't like to do nothing but for money. But unless it's in a certain box.
That's all they do.
A nigga from Newport.
How many schools and shit we got? But we get an Umar. What we doing for ourselves? How many billionaires is in this motherfucker and what we got black?
Hey.
What is black owned in this motherfucker?
Hey.
Nothing.
So a nigga from this Newport.
I don't want to hear that. What is black owned in America, bro?
A nigga from Newport News.
What is black owned in America, bro? Do we own a school? Do we own a bit? You know what I'm saying? What do we got? It's a whole bunch of niggas who got money.
Mm-hmm.
And how they get what they gonna say when they get? I'm just gonna do this shit and take care of my people.
It's a couple
I ain't worrying
people
about
got,
goddamn
something. A couple people got schools.
Who?
Jalen Rose got a school.
And it's all black.
LeBron got a school.
Yeah.
LeBron got white people involved in his school too, bro. I'm talking about what do black people
Jaylen
own, bro? What
Jalen
have?
Jalen got a Jalen own a school in Detroit.
Okay, so one school. Whoop they do. Now what would them percentages be? If I said 99 point something with black people in the thing, what would that percentage be then? That'd be a 0.1. We bragging on 0.1.
Who said we bragging? You just asked who got a school.
No, I asked who got a school because niggas somehow I said, what do black people do? Which I said nothing. Niggas said I always want to look bad at black people. What are we doing? What do we have? We don't got shit to be goddamn acting like we can goddamn, you know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't gonna get shit if we keep selling out doing the crazy shit for them. What we gonna have, bro?
Why you assume we doing it for them?
What we gonna have, bro?
What you assume we doing it for them?
Yeah.
What we gonna have?
So,
it's pretty deep.
I work every day.
That's just the thing, bro. Like, motherfuckers always wanna be like, niggas, no, niggas need that shit, bro. Niggas gotta fucking have some fucking morals and standards, bro. Like, damn. So don't, even the motherfuckers who make drill music and all that shit, bro, you know that shit killing motherfucker. Nicki Minaj, y'all know that shit wrong y'all putting out there. Do they give a fuck? No. Guess why?
Because
they're making money. Do the white man give a fuck? No. Guess why? Because he's making more money.
So we can't make drill music, can't make twerking music. Now we can't make country music.
We left with.
We ain't got shit, bro. And we ain't gonna never have shit because of that shit. That same reason right there.
Ain't no black businesses, ain't no black schools.
We better can keep the black colleges up now.
That's,
and then get where the niggas going who do be good and shit to the cracker schools.
Yeah, that's been.
Yeah, why they going to the cracker schools for money?
That's been a thing, yeah. That's been a thing, man. That ain't nothing.
It's a little monopoly.
Yeah, that's been a thing, man. But MC Hammer owns.
That's
shit.
Why not to say, but that's why I fuck with Vince Staples though, because damn, when he showed me that shit, and I felt looking at Vince Staples, cuz ain't with none of that shit. Vince Staples gave up all that shit because the same reason what I'm talking about, bro.
MC Hammer on Rental Spoon.
Chill out, man.
Just like Shaq. He got the general. You know that shit for his daddy, right? What color that little motherfucker is?
Little white motherfucker.
That be pissing you off. Like
Shaq. Shaq owned the general or he just.
I'm pretty sure. Think about it. It's a general. It's called a general.
Nah,
he's Shaq.
He said,
you know what I'm saying?
He said that that was the only insurance he could afford when he was young. That way he with them.
That way he with them.
Yeah.
Mm, I don't know about that one.
I mean, that's what he said. It's good on YouTube.
30 years ago, man, MC Hammer dropped the
Rhythm Spoon.
Rhythm Spoon.
Can't tell you.
Nah, he dropped his second album, Funky Headhunter. That was with Pumps and a Bump on it. That's when Hammer, he sold out with the G-string thong.
He changed the wardrobe.
Yeah, he was on in the video with the speedo and shit,
around the pool and shit.
Yeah, gyrating like a motherfucker. Pause.
Nigga said gyrating.
Yeah, man, nigga was tripping, yo. But that was one of the funniest shits. Like, cause they used to play that shit. MTV would play that one, but he had a gangster version that BET used to play. This nigga here was tripping, man. This is the shit, though.
The Funky Headhunter.
The Funky Headhunter.
You think that was him idea to wear them little drawers?
Oh, God. I hope that
was a propaganda machine.
I hope that was a propaganda machine.
He was reaching.
I hope it was.
And guess what Hammer said? Fuck it, I'll do it.
They paid him enough.
Some fucking money, bro.
Yeah, he just came off that Too Legit to Quit and all that shit, so... He was goddamn.
Them pants are still selling.
Yeah. That was bad. Yeah, see, this Wallace senior high school, yeah. So, you know, he just graduated, so he know about this shit.
What year was it?
94.
Yeah, 94.
Yeah, man. This nigga here, man.
Everybody had that pattern.
Goddamn Hammer, man. But yeah, this is about the end for Hammer. He had this song and It's All Good off this album.
Oh, I remember that song.
Yeah. Them was the only two songs I really liked off that album.
That's when Rhythm Spoons came out, though.
Yeah,
that.
He did the Martin and all that shit. Yeah,
Rhythm Spoon.
I got a good nugget from Martin, too, man. I need to tell y'all. I don't know if y'all ever noticed this shit. Elroy Presley. Y'all ever notice Elroy Presley got a belt buckle on and no belt?
Cap.
What?
Yo, man, I never seen that, man.
Next time y'all watch Martin and you see Elroy Presley, look for that belt buckle with no belt on. Fly shit over, man. Fly shit over, man. Yeah, Martin, a stupid motherfucker. This is the shit right here.
Uh-huh. Probably the only two good songs.
Yeah, on the album. Yeah, only shit we listen to.
It's a house party music.
Yeah, man.
Somebody throw the house party in North Florence. Here we come.
There y'all
pull up, that's what you hear.
Hammer has some banging ass beats, though.
He did.
That's that Oak Town shit, man.
And two dudes with the Hammer pants walking outside. About to do a performance. I was just tripping back then today, boy.
Oh, shit. Yo.
I'll tell you, Wilson. It was Wilson, too.
Man. This nigga brought them pants to the game and motherfuckers wore them shits for at least 2 years.
At least.
Hammer pants? Yeah, they made it about a good 2 years.
Yeah, they made it about 2 years.
Because Vanilla Ice came right after him. He was wearing the shits. Right.
I remember them pants, the team, they used to have like the teams on it, but they'd be like zebra.
Uh-huh. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, they. You can still find them shits. They still out there. Mm-hmm. They still around. They call them like pajama pants now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, man, shout out to Ham on his 30 year of his next to his last project. Last for 30 years was Gangsta. Ooh. Hard to Earn. Whole lot of Guru and DJ Premier.
When the first one died?
Guru? Guru died. When did Guru die?
Like 05?
Something like that. I think it was somewhere around now. Let me see.
What album was this?
Hard to Earn.
Uh-oh, sorry, shit. I don't pay.
That was with the Wick on it. Mass Appeal.
That Mass Appeal was.
Yeah, Mass Appeal was the shit.
Yeah, it was bananas. That definitely was a crowd starter.
Hell yeah. When the fuck did Guru die? I can't even find the shit.
Can't even find
the shit. 2010.
Oh,
2010?
Mm-hmm.
That's when the first.
Who he had counsels on?
Mm-hmm. I can't remember.
It wasn't Violence.
It wasn't Violence. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was.
I think he had something. He was sick from something.
You said the first one died.
Yeah, because.
Yeah. Premier ain't Premier's still around.
What? Mm-hmm.
Cardiac arrest following. He went into cardiac arrest following the surgery and fell into a coma.
Oh,
yeah. Like under your nose is. I hate those motherfucking poses.
So this
but yeah, this and DeWick might have been the biggest song off this album. Him and him with Nice and Smooth was in that shit.
Yeah, him.
Bigger than Mass Appeal?
This shit right here used to rock.
Y'all put me on some new music, I ain't gonna lie.
Shit, I was about to ask you how old you was.
Yeah, this
shit. You wasn't born.
Yeah, you wasn't even born yet.
When you was born?
I'm a 98 baby.
Man. Jesus oh, God. Christ.
You know what I'm saying? My birthday on the 30th of this month. I'm a big ass Aries, man. For sure.
You wasn't even around for this.
Now, I like old music, though. The old beats. I love it.
Very M.A.D.
Never ever think of church.
Dude, old girl in the video.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the video chicks back then was great. It was great, man. All natural.
Ooh. Red Alert was young.
You say Muhammad Ali, you say Gas Clay,
King Capri,
I say butter, you say parquet. Oh yeah, everybody's come out for videos back in the day, man.
Oh, that's all.
I originate. I praise the Lord and keep the faith. It's all right.
This before butt shots and all of that.
Oh yeah. For all that.
It's natural body.
Pretty much before weaves was a big thing.
Oh, this right here.
Shout out to the woman with the natural body. This right here
get them New York niggas started. Mm-hmm. So now it about to be a breakdance war in a minute.
The West Coast fuck hip hop up.
You think so?
Well, with gangster rap?
Mm. I'm telling you, them boys about to get busy in a minute. You better step back.
What? So gangster rap fuck. It took the fun out of it, kind of.
It took everything out of it.
Because everything pretty much.
That go back to what I was saying earlier. Think about it.
This part,
and that's already been proven with the CIA and when the shit with gangster rap.
This was party music right here.
Yeah.
Party music, uplifting music. Mm-hmm. You see what dude just say? You know, we all just say weren't wearing no weed, we was wearing medallion, African color themes and shit like that when it was on the East Coast.
Damn.
And went out there to California. Them boys start killing motherfuckers.
Them boys about to bump chest.
Ice-T. Yeah. NWA, that shit changed the game.
There was some. It wasn't no gangster rap on the East Coast. Gangster style music
rap
like that.
Or some shit. But that was like after, Ice T got to be the first gangster rapper ever. Probably, I'm pretty
that
sure.
Was, yeah, that's what he said too.
Yeah.
No, he said was. It was.
I mean, like to make it big.
You know that 6 in the Morning song? He said he got that from somebody else. But that was the first one though.
Mm-hmm. Because he said he was in the gang or some shit.
He was. He said he a 30.
Mm-hmm.
30 crib.
Mm. Yeah. 60-year-old ass nigga. So you can catch me. Do me a favor. Don't try to catch me.
25 years. Ain't no 25?
Mm-mm. Nothing 25.
20?
Nah, 10.
What we got for 10?
You might enjoy this one. Well, one of them anyway.
Okay. I don't know. Let's see if you know me.
Pharrell dropped Girl with Happy on it.
Oh, he went bananas with that.
Yeah.
That nigga ain't got to work no more.
Yeah, after that song. Yeah. Yeah.
God damn it, Honda.
That Happy shit.
Yeah,
shit took him.
I'm scared to play that.
That shit took him.
I'm over to come take my whole building, goddamn. I play fucking Happy, nigga.
Right.
Shit.
That shit took the fuck off, man.
For no reason, too.
No reason ever.
That was a feel good song.
It was. Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that in one of them movies? One of them kids movies.
It was in one of them movies. It was in one of the movies, man. I can't remember which movie it was in. Let me go see.
It wasn't Despicable Me, was it?
It might have been.
It might have been Despicable Me 2.
Part 2?
Yeah, I think it's the second one.
Yep, it was in Despicable Me 2.
Yeah. My kids be watching the hell out of that motherfucker.
This shit was just, it was just like, I'm talking anytime that shit come, that shit just make you do something. Right. You gonna tap your foot, you gonna do something to this motherfucker.
He also tapped on the crowd. Tapped on the crowd with
yeah.
Quick.
Yeah.
Quick.
You know, this remind me of Andre's song.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all.
They love it.
Mm-hmm. Happy, yeah.
I'm talking about, boy, Charlotte was out of control.
Yeah, this shit right here was
on. Everybody was happy.
Mm-hmm.
You talking about some happy drunks? Mm-hmm. Okay. This summer here, get them going.
The Lil Duval song go crazy too.
Living my best life.
Living my best life.
Oh, it's so black of a song, like it can only be certain, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You can hear this song in an elevator in a mall or H&M or something.
Target.
You can't hear no smile, bitch. You know what I'm saying? But it could have been if he'd have made it, you know.
Yeah.
He would have cleaned it
if
up a little bit.
He did it to make some money.
For sure.
Yeah. I don't think he did that song to make no money.
Nah, he was just having fun for sure. Huh?
Man, they got
that. Talking about Lil Duval.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you take the bitch out, that song clean.
Yeah, it is. True.
Take the bitch out. And that's what they play on the radio.
I ain't going back and forth with you niggas.
But I ain't going back and forth with you. Mm.
Yeah, it's just like a, you know what I'm saying? It's just like a, it's too spicy for H&M. Yeah. Too spicy for, you know.
This right here.
You were here happy, goddamn. Yeah.
Every store you go in, they'll play this motherfucker.
For sure. For sure.
CeeLo Green make good songs like
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
definitely CeeLo mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah, shout out that crazy Green, shit will always be played in the store. Yeah. They gonna forever play that crazy shit.
FU was big, but it just couldn't be as big as that one because he was saying FU.
Yeah, FU went crazy. Yeah,
that's what the clean version said, bump you, didn't it?
Forget you.
Forget you, that was it.
And forget you too.
Yeah, that shit was stupid. I ain't like that shit.
I have never seen this video. Nigga, that's Marion
Barry. Word. But yeah, Rick Ross dropped the Mastermind 10 years ago.
Ooh. It wasn't too bad.
Shit, that's my favorite rapper.
Yeah.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. That's my favorite artist.
No, he wasn't in your top five.
But that's my personal. Like, if it was to go, like, all around, everybody listen to, I had to drop that. But me personally,
Rosé.
You feel me?
Yeah. That Mastermind was my shit, though. I love that Mafia Music 3 on that motherfucker.
Ooh, yeah.
That's my shit.
Didn't Rick Ross have that little liposuction shit?
I don't think
so. Yeah, he did. Remember a while ago? I was about to say, wonder why his body ain't never tightened up.
I don't know, man.
He just said, fuck it.
He was in the gym at one point in time.
I remember he got that shit. Don't you remember that a while ago?
Mm-mm. He was eating pears and shit like that.
I don't remember him getting surgery, man.
You remember that?
I don't remember him getting the surgery.
I remember he had that seizure. He started having seizures.
Yeah, I thought he just lost weight because he was having the seizures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
And pears.
He made
pears.
Music, though, I can tell
you that. Yeah,
put the lemon peppers down.
$80 grapes.
He make
grapes.
Because this album right here from fucking
boss.
You niggas eat $80 grapes.
From, I can listen to 5 on out and not skip that.
Say that again?
I can listen to from song 5 to song 19 and not skip that.
Okay.
I enjoyed it. This is my shit right here.
This shit right here. When I first heard this, I was like, God.
Yeah, Kanye. Kanye just a genius with this shit, man. Kanye put this type of shit together, man. This shit was so cold, man. And he had the song with a Diddy talking on the intro. The Nobody shit, he pretty much did the Biggie song over Nobody. You're Nobody, just somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all see who got the number one selling album, though, ain't it? Like 2 or 3 weeks in a row.
Who?
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Independently, though.
You bought any of his clothes?
Yeah. Nope, they got for like $20.
Mm-hmm. What clothes? Adidas clothes or just
all that shit? Adidas shit.
All that shit. $20. Everything on that website. $20.
Changing the game, man.
No cap.
Wow.
Hey, I fuck with
sneakers
you.
Sneakers too?
I fuck with Kanye
the long way. Sneakers $20?
He got them, I know he got them like
a little Ninja to the foot. Yeah,
them
shoes.
Foot shoes.
Oh, shit. They're like socks type shit, right?
Mm-hmm. I forgot what they call them.
Toes, but all that shit $20.
And yeah, that shit $20?
Bro, like they say, Kanye showing motherfuckers really like, and I guarantee you Travis Scott not going to sign no deal when this shit come back up. Drake yeah. boy not going to do this shit. Bro, if I'm the number one selling artist selling 145,000 copies with no promo, y'all took my shit off Apple Music 2 times. You can't stop me. What do I need a fucking major label for?
That's what you call it was telling him though.
Yeah, boy, you take my money.
Sway was telling him that.
How, Sway?
He had to figure out how to do it. Yep. He did.
Yeah, that's why he kept asking Sway how. Mm-hmm. He figured that shit out then. Huh?
Yep. You ain't got the answers.
And Sway really did.
He but did have the answers.
Sway was telling him like you should you gotta do it yourself. Yeah, I guess Sway. He back then he was looking at shit like, how the fuck I'm gonna do that shit, Sway and knee motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Shit. Kanye a smart motherfucker. He made that shit happen, bro. I mean, much money that nigga probably gonna see if you sell 145,000 copies with no, you know what I'm saying, no splits on that shit.
God damn. And then his old lady pop mad at him. He won't fight.
Who? That white lady he with now?
Her daddy what? Wanna fight.
Cause he be having her walk around in pillowcases and shit?
Yeah, with her shit out. With a monkey out and shit, man.
I mean, that's her choice.
Yeah, I was about to say, she you decided to fight your shit. Daughter. Motherfucker's yeah. crazy.
How you mad at your daughter for making the decision
no,
she wanna make?
She mad at them, his daughter husband.
Yeah, I don't understand when a man get mad at another man about a woman. Like whether it be with you fucking him or what. Like I'm not finna fight this nigga for what? Bitch, you the one that gave him a pussy away. What I wanna fight Carl for? He being a man.
Okay.
And if Kanye did make the girl do that, like why I wanna fight, I just had it still better values than my daughter. Yeah. You feel me? Like, I can't be mad at this man.
Yeah, she damn sure be walking around with that chocha.
If my daughter, if you put my daughter on the goddamn leash and walk around on her damn knees and she let you do it, I can't be too tough, man. I mean, I'm be mad at you, but shit, I'm more mad at my daughter for walking around like that shit.
Yeah,
man.
What the fuck wrong with you?
Yeah. But with that being said, girl, do be wearing some crazy ass shit, though.
They do.
That bitch had on a cornflake bag one day. I'd love sex you to jump in on Sunday.
That ain't gonna be that crazy, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, Kanye be having her some wild shit, man. Mm-hmm. She be in some wild shit, man.
It's wild now, and 2 years from now, that shit will be known.
It's gonna be in fashion, yeah.
Really?
But
just let them down.
We ready to get out of here, man. Be love as always. I'm sorry, be easy as always. Appreciate
hey,
you.
Hey, man, old school, throw it back then.
Yeah, pause. Man. Doogie, tell them where they can find you, brother.
SBN Frenchy Doogie.
June, appreciate you as always. Tell them where they can find you.
Hanging out, Mr. Wallace, 704 Instagram.
Easy.
Yo.
Tell them where they can find you.
Preach _ BP on social media. Every Monday on the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast.
DJ Blaze Radio Show. Chubb, appreciate you, man. Yeah, welcome to the podcast world.
For sure.
You got the nerve. Now, you shouldn't be nervous next time you're on somebody's show.
Oh, I wasn't nervous.
You should
have.
Jump right in.
I do that.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
Yeah. So, you know. So,
you know he remind me of? Peasy.
The rap from Detroit. Ain't no switching up.
That's what I do right here.
You got the mannerism.
That's
what,
tell them where they can find you, man.
Hey, it's Mr. South Carolina on all platforms. On Instagram, MISTERAC843. On Instagram, you can find me, Mr. South Carolina, everything else. Let's do it. It's Chubb.
Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it. It's your boy Jones, JP Jones 81. You can email us at themusicjonespodcast@gmail.com. Hit us on Instagram at themusicjonespodcast. Real Juice Jones on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. As always, next time, peace. Body drop, then we celebrate. Black bottles pop, time to elevate. We reopen shop. Wale a genius.